Head to Southern Africa for our GeoQuiz today. The landlocked nation of Zambia has some famous scenery. There is Victoria Falls along the Zambezi River and the vast wetlands known as the Bangweulu Swamps. Zambia ranks among the world's poorest countries, and the World Bank has urged the country to develop its tourism and agriculture. Zambia's capital is one place that's bustling with commercial activity. It's a city with a population of about 2 million, and it's up to you now to come up with its name. We'll get the answer in just a minute and hear what's new on ZNBC. That's a state-run TV network. Stay tuned. I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. We're going to hear now about a new reality TV show. This one's produced in the Zambian capital, Lusaka. The answer to our GeoQuiz, by the way. It's called Ready for Marriage, but it's not exactly your run-of-the-mill dating show. Here's the trailer for the current season.
Movie TV and Africa Unite TV present the grand reality show, The Ready for Marriage program. Are you a young lady aged between 18 and 35 years, and do you work as a prostitute, a hooker, or a sex worker, or whatever you call yourself? And are you interested in changing your life around? And are you interested in pursuing to settle down and lead a decent, respectable, and responsible life? Here is a super brilliant and bright opportunity. Movie TV.
Yes, that was the pitch. 18 sex workers were recruited from 9 different provinces across Zambia. They'll compete for the chance to win $9,000 and what the producers call a second chance in life. They also throw in an all-expenses-paid wedding. The BBC's Mutuna Chanda in Lusaka says the TV show may sound a little condescending, but it could actually help some women.
In a way, it is offering them a chance at life. You would be interested to know that part of the package is that even those who will be voted out of the show would not just walk away. They'll be given between 1,000 and 1,400 United States dollars. But other than that, they will also be offered full-time jobs. So they're more or less being given a second chance at life.
Unlike the women on The Bachelorette, the Zambian contestants don't give out roses to a swarm of attractive bachelors, and the winner isn't guaranteed a marriage proposal. The Zambian sex workers just compete at household chores.
There'll be simple tasks such as cooking or maybe washing or doing the dishes, cleaning the house.
Not exactly the most compelling TV, but the Ready for Marriage show does put the spotlight on Zambian women and prostitution. That's the show's theme song. Ready for Marriage is generating a small buzz on the local social media. One viewer objected to the show's concept, saying, "Once a prostitute, always a prostitute." Another said, "It's not fair to judge prostitutes from their past, and they should be given a second chance, or at least a chance to win cash by competing at cooking and cleaning."